Hey, city slickers, country cowboys, and international intellectuals. Welcome back to City Girl Secrets with your resident city girl, Raquel. You guys like that? I feel like it makes everyone else look dumb except for people who are international. Though I may be biased as I'm from another country myself. I bet you couldn't tell that depending on where you are living. Anyways, that doesn't matter. I'm back from Mexico. I feel rejuvenated. I feel tired. I'm not even gonna lie. I feel tired. It was not a restful weekend. It was an adventure and being crazy weekend. Having fun, living life, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm back Monday on the grind as I have joined a new theater company and I will be doing extra rehearsals, meaning I'm working all the time, all day, every day, but that's fine. That's okay. pardon me. Hope everybody's doing great. Hope if you are somewhere cold that it's not too cold. I used to live in Chicago for most of my life and I am so not missing it because right now it's like 65 degrees. Be jealous. Anyways, I wanted to come to you guys with some being better secrets. Be better, better you. Hashtag new year, new me. So one thing that I think that helps with being better, like as like the best you, is keeping people around you that also want you to do better, right? So, you know, when you're like growing up and you have friends around you, and as you grow older, you're like, so-and-so was acting a little cray-cray. They're still doing those things that are reckless. And I don't mean like, oh, they got drunk. Like, you know, live life, get drunk if you want, who cares? But like things like, you know, I'm not even gonna give an example because I don't wanna offend anybody. That's a lie. I don't mind. For example, they're still like selling drugs, right? But not like, oh, they're living a hard life, so this is the only thing they can do. Like, no, you live in a suburb and go to like a really good school and you're just doing it to be cool. That kind of mentality. Friends were like, are you going to grow up one day? I have some homeboys and you might have some homeboys too. And you're like, are you ever going to not cheat on everybody you date? Like, are you ever going to like settle down or just be honest and upfront about what you're doing? Or friends that don't actually want to see you succeed, right? We all have a friend or two, or a quote unquote friend, that they'll kind of clap for us, but then when you walk away, they're talking crap about you, or they're wondering, well, why do you have this, or how did you get that, or you don't deserve this, knowing good and well you work very, very hard. You need to keep people around you that, number one, want to see you do better in life. Number two, are not hating on you when you are doing better. And number three, they should gas you up. Now, if anyone's like, hey, what does that mean? Meaning they should make your head big. They should be there like, clap, clap. Yeah, Raquel. I follow Issa Rae on Instagram and her friends were like taking a video of her in a dress and they're just like, yes, get it. Do that again. Ooh, not this way. And you need friends that are just like, Raquel, get it. You're the best. You work hard. Go girl, model, work it. Do it again. Now twirl. Now drop it like it's hot. Pick it back up like it's cold. You need friends that are going to gas you up. Well, why not? I mean, yeah, they're going to be real with you when you do something stupid, obviously. But when you are doing the right thing, they should be the main people saying, go girl or go pro, whatever it is, sitting in the front row of wherever. They should be wanting you to do well. They should be praying for you to do well. They should be hoping that you do well. And they want wellness for themselves as well. How many times did I say well? Somebody count that. Let me know. But yes, being the better you starts with having people around you that want to see you shine and are also shining as well. You know what else you need when you're trying to be better in life, just being a better you, you need motivation. And I don't mean just like your friends bigging you up. Shout out to my Jamaicans out there. If any of you are listening, big up. You don't need people just bigging you up. You need like motivational quotes. You need motivational people out in the world to breathe their motivation into you. And last night, you probably already know what I'm going to say. Last night, Oprah gave me life. Yes, she did. I wasn't really watching the Golden Globes. I'm sure you're thinking, but you're an actor, you're a director, you're in that business, you should. I was in Mexico. I'm sorry. I was trying to live, but I did catch a bit of it. I did catch a bit of it, and it was great. And the part that I'm so happy I caught was Oprah. Cause most of those movies and like stuff they were showing, I was like, yes, I saw that. Yes, I saw that. Colored Purple, Beloved. I read the book. Yes. And then she got up there and she gave her speech. And let me tell you, I had to like choke back tears, because when she was talking about being a little girl and watching Sidney Poitier, and then now her being up there and little girls watching, I felt like that little girl. Granted, I'm grown, but she's at a place where I'm like, oh, I could only hope and wish and pray to be there one day. I was sitting there in awe that she could win such, you know, a big title as a Black woman, the first Black woman, even though it's 2017, but we're not going to get into that. But I found it motivational. I found it reachable, and I could relate to what she was saying, and it was so beautiful. And you know, when Oprah speaks, I don't know if any of you have watched the Oprah show. I don't know how old people are out there. I'm old enough to have watched Oprah show when she had a show, before OWN was a thing, and before like Dr. Oz had a show and Dr. Phil had a show, like all of that. And when she was just talking about like growing up and how she got, and people took chances on her, and then sorry, I lost my train of thought because I'm like so, I guess I'm like fanning out here, but who wouldn't? Basically, when Oprah speaks, it's like she's preaching. So I was in the hotel room and Oprah was talking, and I was like, yes, Oprah, amen. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. I was hyped. I'm not gonna lie, I was hyped. I was clapping at the TV. I was clapping at the TV, and I was, you know, I don't know if anybody goes to church or like one of those, like a Baptist church or like a Pentecostal kind of church. And you know, when you wave at the pastor, when you get your fan and you wave at him, or you're like, oh, I'm gonna throw something up there, pastor. That's what I was doing to Oprah through the TV. If you ever seen that or done that, let me know. But I was waving at her like, well, let me cool you off, Oprah, because you're getting hot up there. And it was so powerful. And there was a point where I think everyone stood up, and that was the point where I stood up. I was like on the bed, and I got up off the bed and started clapping, and they got up out of their seats, and I was like, we all feel you. She was breathing life into people versus taking it away. And there are some people in power who will take that life away. They will suck the life out of you. Well, there's people in regular life that'll do that, but there are also people in power. They should know better, but you know, common sense, not so common. But instead of doing that, she wanted us to stand together and unite and listen to people who have been through things and breathe life into those people, and breathe life into all of us, and saying, hey, if you've not suffered through this, that's okay. Just listen. If you're a man, just listen. Even if you're a woman, and you don't have to be a woman of, happen to be a woman of color who go through these different, you know, being discriminated against, etc., that's still okay. Just listen. It wasn't, you've never been through this, so you don't know, so have several seats, do not speak, don't, you know, bad mouth you. It was just listen to your brothers and sisters, have compassion in your heart and understanding, and also let's breathe life into each other, let's unite and move forward. What is more powerful? And I'm just gonna join on the bandwagon, Oprah 2020. Anyone agree? Anyone? Bueller? You know what else helps with being better? Setting a plan in motion. Now that sounds boring, I'm sure, plans, lists, names, dates, yada, yada, yada. But I think in order to be better, you have to set a list of things you need to do to be better. And then, you know, go with that list and make a plan. I could just be saying that because I'm a list person. I love lists, grocery lists, to-do lists, just lists for all sorts of things. I like lists. It's because I can see it, and then I can actively check off things once I get the thing done or once I obtain the thing. So I love a list. But even before having a list, you have to figure out what is going to make you better. And then you make your list, right? And then you put into action a plan to actually do those things. So for example, for me, I'm like, you know how I'm going to be better? I haven't danced in a while, like taken a dance class. I injured my shoulder at a dance class. And so I haven't danced in a while. I'm out of dancer shape. So my goal for 2018 was, or one of them, dance classes. And I've been telling myself I'm going to take dance classes for at least like a year. Like last year I was supposed to, never did. And so the first thing I did before December 31st even hit, I enrolled myself in dance classes. So now there are no excuses. I already paid them their money. So I have to go. Otherwise, that's a waste of money. So I'm like, that's going to make me better because it's going to work my dance muscles, get me into, you know, better shape, hopefully, and make me, therefore, a better performer all around, which is what I want. Because, you know, better performer, more performing opportunities, livelihood, yeah, you know how that goes, right? So my dad used to say something along the lines of, if you fail to plan, your plan will fail. And some of you are probably thinking, that's not how it goes. I know, I don't care. That's not the point. The point is not just mocking what someone else says, it's taking it and then making it your own. So my dad used to say that, and I would respond with, because, you know, I was a feisty adolescent, I would respond with, well, if you fail to plan, that means you don't have a plan. So how can you even fail when you don't even have something? See, I should have just took all that smartness and put it into things that mattered. I mean, I did, because I got good grades, but I was one of those smart kids. You have smart kids that are quiet, and then you have rowdy kids. I was the smart kid that also had a mouth. Like, I was probably the worst combination of kids you could have, because you have the rowdy ones that are like, oh, they don't want to learn. They're just rowdy. And then you have the smart ones that are all quiet and smart and a little awkward. And then you have the ones that are smart and also are people person, so they talk a lot. And they want to, like, challenge you even though you're in charge. I don't know how some of my teachers didn't. No, they did. They used to put me out of class. I remember specifically, like, one instance where the teacher was like, look, she's smart. She just talks a lot. So when she finishes her work, we just put her outside. Like, they literally used to put me outside of the class, guys. Which was hilarious. And my parents were just like, but she's not disrespectful, but she's not rude. She's not being a troublemaker. Like, no, no, no. She's great. She has a positive personality and she's smart, but she's a talker. I heard that for years. I think it makes sense now that I'm talking to all of you on Anchor. I used to say that I should have a TV show. My mouth to God's ears. Let's see if that'll happen. That'd be great. I'd love to sit on somebody's TV and be myself. But yeah, being better means having to make a plan. Therefore, you have a certain set of things set up for you to do well. So make a plan, people.